Epilogue. Sasha rested in one of the gardens, enjoying the view and fresh air. She needed to get out now and then, time to think and ease her thoughts. Rary and Samaz were driving her crazy with worry, and she'd made it a habit to slip out from time to time, drawing their angst. But she always came here. There were people, life. Not all the sorts she liked, but it was close enough to normal to hold her.
"Pardon me,"
a woman said. She was tall, pleasant-faced, and adorned in black robes that covered her from toes to the top of her head, leaving only her face open.
"May I sit?"
"Certainly," Sasha said, scooting over on the bench. "It's too lovely a day not to share." The woman sat down and eyed the white clouds in the bright azure sky.
"Aye, it is. It's so nice when all those horrible gray clouds are gone. I don't like them."
Sasha said, "I love the warmth that it brings. It just seems like it's been so long." She looked at the woman. "But aren't you hot in all that black? That's heavy cloth you have on."
"No,"
the woman replied, with a light giggle.
"It absorbs the sun and warms me to the bones. I chill easily."
She eyed Sasha.
"Is something bothering you? For such a pretty woman, I can see so much trouble on your brow."
Sasha leaned away and looked at her funny.
"Is it that obvious?"
"Please, no offense, dear. I am just a good judge of character."
The woman's voice was warm and soothing.
"I spend a lot of time with a lot of people."
Sasha found comfort in the woman's voice. She'd been so isolated, she'd almost forgotten what it was like to converse with another woman. It excited her.
"No, it's all right. I just haven't been out much."
"Well, I can understand why,"
the woman said, eyeing a spire that hosted a dark green dragon.
"And as much as I hate to say it, I've almost gotten used to it. That's dreadful to say, isn't it?"
"No, you sound like someone who's found peace amidst the chaos. I think that's commendable."
"Well, thank you,"
the woman said, smiling.
"And what about you?"
For reasons unknown, Sasha started talking. A dam inside burst open. Her troubles with age and being human with part elven boys spilled out of her mouth.
"I'll die before they even grow up. And look,"
she pointed.
"Look at these crow's feet decorating my eyes."
"Is that all that bothers you?"
the woman said. Looking around, she spread her arms wide.
"This is Nalzimbor. It has answers to everything. You're a sorceress, are you not? You should know that."
"I cannot reverse time,"
Sasha said with a sigh.
"Well, maybe not,"
said the woman.
"But you can lengthen it."
Sasha was intrigued.
"How do you know this?"
"I'm a woman,"
she said.
"But I'm well over 100.
She whispered in Sasha's ear.
"But how far over the century, I will not tell."
She rubbed Sasha's shoulder.
"But I like you, and I'm willing to tell."
Sasha started to pull away. Something wasn't right about the woman.
"Easy now,"
the woman said, rising to her feet.
"I'll be here the rest of the day, and all day tomorrow. But after that, I must go."
She started to walk away.
"And I felt as you did once, but today I've never felt better."
She walked into the gardens and disappeared. Sasha stood there gaping. There was truth in the woman's words.
"I'm tired of feeling old."
She followed after the woman. Otterbone gasped, and his eyes popped open.
"What is it?"
Bezog said. It had been days since the old man had even spoken. Brenwar and Ben came forward.
Yes, what is it?
Otterbone smiled.
Your friend lives, but he needs our assistance.
He got up.
Come.
Horseneck guided him toward the mouth of the cave, but something blocked the exit. It was a dragon, but not Nath Dragon. Copper-scaled, vicious, with a long, sharp tail that matched its teeth. The dragon struck, its speed blinding and the blows precise. The dragon's jaws clamped down, its tail lashed out. The river folk fell in heaps. Brenwar rushed forward and smote the dragon in the skull with his hammer. It recoiled and dashed outside the hole. Brenwar chased after it and shortly came back.
How are they?
The dwarf said. Bezog shook his head. Otterbone and Horseneck were dead.